have to look at what actually happens. Adrian Dyer was he's a regular regular traveller from Mount Waverley into Flagstaff. Okay, so he goes to Mount Waverley, touches on. There's a lot of kids around him, school kids around him, and so it's a bit difficult to see the screen, and there's sun shining on the screen from behind, so he can't even see what happens when he touches on. But he's a regular visitor. He comes into the city all the time, so he knows that he has to be able to go through the barriers at Flagstaff.
Yeah.
He gets to the barriers at Flagstaff, and he can't touch off. Okay, the barriers won't open.
Yeah.
So he goes and asks for a bit of help, and this person takes him out through the disabled exit and immediately takes him across to a group of public transport officials who then book him. Okay,
oh, geez, now, that's rough.
he's offered, like, and I've had a lot of people contact me this morning about this. They say, you know, you get offered, you pay $75 now, or you'll get a fine of $250. And he said, but hang on, I touched on. They said, absolute liability. Anyway, he
absolute liability being what? He's got to prove that he touched on.
Well, it's not actually clear. I don't think the department knows what absolute liability means because they're a bit all over the shop in explaining that. But the point is, they then issue a summons against this guy, and he says, "Well, I'm going to fight it." He asks them for the video CCTV footage from where he touched on.
Yes.
They won't provide it. He asked for the service records of the machine at Mount Waverley where he touched on. They won't provide them. Now, what they did provide was a record from that machine for the half hour during which he touched on, you know, between 8 and 8.30 on whatever morning it was.
Yes.
Okay, and that shows some very odd things. It shows a whole lot of people touching on twice within the space of 1 second, okay?
Yeah.
So, again and again, you see this card number touched on again at the same exact same time. And then there's one very odd anomaly where one person touches on at a particular time down to the second, another person touches on at exactly the same time, the first person touches on again at exactly the same time, and the second person touches on again at exactly the same time. Now, in the real world, I cannot imagine how that could happen. And I suspect what's going on is that there's something wrong with the machine where you touch on.
Sure.
So, then the question is, well, has he taken reasonable steps to touch on? Because that's the statutory requirement.
Yeah.
Well, obviously he has.
Yeah.
And he's trying to prove that he has by getting the CCTV footage. They won't give it. He contacts them and says, well, look, I'm going to defend this. Are you planning to withdraw it? They say, no, it's going ahead. And then someone from The Age contacted them, I think on Monday, saying that they're interested to know how, you know, what's happening. And 2 hours later, the charge is withdrawn. A charge that's been on foot for a year.
So were you going to court?
My word.
And if you'd won in court, what would the implication of that be?
The whole system
would be in some doubt then, wouldn't it?
Well, they would have to make sure the machines are working properly. They'd have to make sure that their public transport officers know what they're doing. And they'd have to say to them, well, look, you can't just tell people, you can't just threaten people to pay regardless of what their story is. You can't tell them it's absolute liability. You know, they're actually misrepresenting what the legal position is and shaking people down for $75 instead of having to pay $250.